Tom Withers, Associated Press. LeBron, other than the obvious that the ball went in the basket, how do you explain 25 threes in a game?
Just great ball movement, player movement, stuff that we've been stressing all year. And the ball, ball finds energy, and guys were flying around today offensively. And we got some guys that can make shots from the perimeter, so that's a byproduct of it.
Chris Fedor, Cleveland.com. This is for both you guys. You guys have been a great three-point shooting team all year and so far in the postseason, but the number 25, is that even hard for you guys to believe, to grasp on a night like tonight?
We understand that we got bigger goals, but I've always stressed when you're able to accomplish something along the way that you don't take it for granted. And I'm one of the guys that always kind of takes it for granted because I don't ever get to appreciate what I'm, a part of, and I always say after I'm done playing, I'll be able to appreciate it more and things of that nature. But tonight was a special night for our organization, for all of us that played in the game, for our fans, to be able to set an all-time record in NBA history. I mean, this league has seen so many great teams, so many great players, so many great shooters and things of that nature. And for us today to be able to set an all-time record, it's special. It's truly special.
I mean, I thought he summed it up. It's a pretty good job.
Jeff Zilgit, USA Today. LeBron, last week, after 2 weeks ago after the Pistons game, when you hit the 23s, you were asked about, not searching for the three and being conscious of going to the paint. Was tonight any different because you were hitting them with such a rapid rate, or did you use that same kind of thinking?
No, I think it was the same kind of thinking tonight. I don't think we searched it until we heard on the Jumbotron that we was tied for the record. And then we was like, okay, well, we here. We come this far. Let's try to break it. That's when we start searching for it. But the first 24, it just came off player movement, ball movement. Obviously, this guy, you give him the ball anywhere, he can shoot it all different shapes and sizes, and he doesn't have to be balanced and things of that nature. But he's allowed to do that on our team. But it came off we had 27 assists on 41 field goals, and we had 8 turnovers. I think going into fourth, we only had like 3 or 4 turnovers. So, it was just it's a steady diet of what we've been preaching as a coaching staff. They've been preaching to us, and then as players, we've been just taking the onus of it.
Kenny Rota, WHBC Radio. JR, first for you back here. Is this nirvana for you, a game like this, 25 threes?
It's something I would love to see as from my play style, but I think it just goes into credit of how much we work. We work on our shots every day, and we're very competitive with one another on shooting the ball. So, I'm glad it happened, but we just can't settle. We just got to keep moving on.
And LeBron, for you, you had an 18-point lead last game. You gave it up. What was different tonight in not giving up the lead?
Well, like I said after game one, when you asked me the same question about us giving up the lead, I said, hey, we just got to get better throughout the series. We got to continue to get better throughout the series from game to game, and I think we made the adjustment from game one to game two. Now we have to make the adjustment from game two to game three because they're going to make some adjustments. We're going on their home floor in a hostile environment, and they're going to feel very comfortable going in their home building. So we have to get better tomorrow, and we have to get better in shoot around on Friday, and then prepare ourselves go into a hostile environment and play that game as well.
Dave McMenamin, ESPN. LeBron, you're known for your versatility and being able to approach the game in a variety of fashions. Do you ever wonder what it would be like to play like JR for a game?
That's almost a trick question there. No. What do you mean by that, where you can just shoot any shot that you want? Yeah, JR has he's the only one on the team that has the ultra green light. It's like fluorescent. Coach says, hey, JR, shoot it. And I just think it puts him at ease when he's able just to know, hey, when I'm open, or sometimes when guys are even not close enough, just let it go. I think what's getting overlooked in this whole thing is the other side of the floor with JR. Obviously, his reputation is shooting threes and making threes, and I know he had multiple games with 8 made threes, but people are overlooking what he's doing defensively, since he got here. But it would be cool. It would be cool to take 14, 15, 17, 20. You've taken 20 before in the game, haven't you?
Last year.
Yeah, last year. Take 23s in the game. It will be cool.
Just trying to get to 21.
Chris Haynes, Cleveland.com. This to any one of you guys. When did you guys look or think about when did you guys become a three-point shooting team? When you think about three-point shooting teams, you obviously the Golden States pop up, Portland Trail Blazers, but when did it hit you guys that this is you as well?
I don't think that's us.
At all.
I don't think that's us. Obviously we got guys that can, that can knock down shots from the perimeter. And, it's been key to our success, but we have to continue to understand that we have to be very balanced offensively. You know, tonight was just a byproduct. If you look at a lot of the threes that were made and a lot of threes that were taken, the ball was getting into the paint first and then it was spraying out. You know, one of my drives, when I was able to spin around Jeff Teague, I got into the paint before it got all the way back to the top of the key and hit RJ for a three. So, you know, we're not a three-point shooting team. We don't want to be labeled that. We're a well-balanced team that's capable of making threes, and we have guys, like I said, we have designated snipers if we need it.
Joe Varden, Cleveland.com. First for JR, like a pitcher before a game in the bullpen or a golfer on the range, do you ever have a night where you know kind of coming into a game that the ball's going to go in for you like that?
Honestly, I feel like that every time I play. To be honest with you, whenever I shoot the ball, I have the confidence that it's going to go in, and I attribute that to how hard we work in the gym. Don't get me wrong. Some nights you definitely feel the way the ball is coming off your hands, and feels better than others. But for the most part, you just got to keep that confidence.
And then for LeBron. As you know, at times this year, the team has struggled to maintain focus. And the series, at least on the scoreboard, has not been close. Does this team need to refocus after a night like tonight, or do you have any concern just about the mindset going into Game 3?
I just think you listen to what we've been saying. After tonight's game, we haven't lost focus on what our job is. We did what we were supposed to do as the number one seed, and that's protect home court. So it doesn't matter if you win by 50 or you win by 100 points or you win by one. It's one game. And we did what we were supposed to. We protect the home court, and we have to go down there and play a very, very good game, a great game, I'm sorry, in order to beat those guys on their home floor on Friday.
Jason Lloyd, Akron Beacon Journal. LeBron, you may have just detonated this when you said you don't think you're a three-point shooting team, but you guys do lead the playoffs in threes made this postseason. Did the Warriors dismantle the stigma that jump shooting teams can't win in this league, and has that opened the door for what is happening now?
Well, I think if you look at the history of the league continues to change, and you have to kind of go with the flow. I always talk about like in the 80s and 90s, it was big man. You know, if you didn't have a true big center or power forward, then it was going to be very difficult for you to win. I think now in the 2000s, especially the last few years, it's been dominated by, the smalls and the point guards. Our league is point guard driven. And I think Golden State has definitely kind of reshaped our league in the fact that they're able to shoot the ball extremely well, and they have so many multiple pieces. I think what gets lost in the translation with Golden State, people call them a jump shooting team, but what really gets lost in is their ability to have multiple guys on the floor that can do multiple things. Their personnel fits. And, for us, we don't want to be, just a one-base team. We don't want to be a jump shooting team. We don't want to be a paint team. We want to be well-balanced. And I always look at the football analogy. You know, when you have a well-balanced offense, with running and passing, then, it can free up a lot of things. So, that's what our team is about.
Michael Lee with the Vertical. LeBron, I know you guys are building towards something bigger. And how do you guys not get lost in, looking ahead when things have come seemingly easily through the first two rounds so far?
Well, it's not what it should be about. I mean, at the end of the day, we got to control what we control, and that's today. You know, and then we wake up tomorrow, we start preparing again for game three. There's no reason to look ahead. Tomorrow's not promised. And for our team, we're still a young group. Let's not get this mistaken. We're still a young group that was just put together, you know, last year and then put together again towards the All-Star break. You know, so we don't have much experience, and we don't have enough we don't have enough games played in pressure situations for us to ever get lax and forever lose focus on what the main thing is, and that's to, you know, play that next game. We can't afford it. We don't have the experience like the San Antonio and the Golden State and the OKC and even the team that we're playing now. And, you know, we don't have that. So we have to understand and be in the moment every time we go out on the floor.
JR, Chris Fedor, Cleveland.com. LeBron mentioned your defense. Ty has talked about the importance of Kyle Korver. He's got 8 shot attempts in the first 2 games, and you're getting a bulk of the credit for that. So what has it taken from you to limit Korver the way that you have?
Just lock into him more than anything. It's almost like we were talking about it the other day in the locker room. You got to be like Deion Sanders used to be, just shut off this side of the field, make him throw to the other side. And, I mean, that's the way I look at it. Just lock in, chase him off as many screens as it takes. And whenever he does get the ball, be prepared for him to shoot. Just contest as best as you can. I mean, with a guy like that who shoots as well as he did, I mean, he got 1-3 in transition. He was so deep, and I did get lax for a second, but, I mean, you really can't. There's not enough time to sit there and, okay, I made a shot, now I got to go look for him. You got to be on it at all times.
J.R. Marla Reidner, The Beacon Journal. You say you work on your shot, and I know you all do, but can you really work on a one-legged off-balance shot?
Honestly, you can, and we run our side out of bounds, baseline out of bounds, and I take the same shot every day coming off, and the one I made today, and you know, guys are always looking at me like, "What are you doing? What are you doing?" And, I mean, this is my shot. I mean, regardless of how funny it may look to you, I feel as though I can make it, and when I get that opportunity, I'm gonna shoot it, and I'm gonna make it.